Welcome back to Homo in Training. I'm Jidae.
Hi, I'm Leslie.
And we're Rachel. Changes topics every week. And this week, we're here for some catch up with Leslie. Leslie, what is our little catch-up moment? Catch-up.
A little catch-up moment is for y'all to get to know us better. We want y'all to connect with us. And it's also going to be a space where if we really want to rant about something or we really just want to go off on something, this is going to be the space for us to do it because our other segments don't really allow us to do that. And that also will give you guys an idea of like what our personalities are.
Yeah, because we hyper obsess about a lot of things sometimes that I sometimes have to get it out.
Yeah.
Like we went on a whole rant about Nicki Minaj. Like we hyper obsess about everything, even Jay-Z.
Let me just tell you guys. Not well. Someone needs to check up on her.
Dude, pray for Nicki, pray for Wendy. Like, the girls are not doing good.
Yeah, the girls are not doing well.
But let's see if this girl's doing well.
I like that.
All right, Leslie. So, since our last catch up, how has your life been progressing? Because I'm sure it probably has.
Yeah, so since the last catch up, I've been doing well. I've still on my same theme of grinding, staying silent like the G in lasagna. I'm still working very methodically on a lot of my goals, me, myself, and I. So that's going well. I think in the last catch up, I mentioned like mobility stuff I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
And like habits and routines and, you know, I'm sticking to certain things. I'm giving myself grace if I'm not able to do my whole like evening routine. But I've done really cool things. Like I'm scheduled to see acupuncture next week.
Okay, she's going to get stabbed.
I'm going to get stabbed.
Okay, Caesar.
And I'm really excited about that because I've been wanting to get acupuncture for a while. And it's, you know, Chinese medicine doesn't fuck around.
They really don't.
And so that's been a progress on that end of me really, you know, deciding to move forward with that. And yeah, a lot of people in my life right now, like friends and family, have been doing really cool things. And it really inspires me because it's kind of like, okay, we're in this momentum of like, we're achieving things. Pretty girls are winning. And we're in our era of like, we're working hard and we're reaping the benefits of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've kind of been in that mindset.
So how has this mindset been now that you're at least, let's say, a couple months into the year? Like, has it hit more reality? Because I think we're all in a blissful, productive high during the new year, right? It's new year's resolution. I'm doing good. I'm on my third week. Like, how is that realization set into kind of the goals you set for yourself in the beginning of the year or right before, right? Because you had a list, girl.
Yeah, you know, I'm still very much implementing things that are working for me and learning, and more so because of what I've been doing. I'm realizing and I'm experiencing things. Like an example is like I made for the first time almond milk and it's like, okay, my life is different. No more buying almond milk.
How'd you do that? It's just what's been in that jar.
Yeah.
The mason jar?
Yeah. It's a mason.
A mason. Oh, dude. I thought that was like, you know how Mexicans make like that cheese, I mean that milk that curdles.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I thought that's what it was.
No, it's almond milk.
Oh, how did you do that?
It separated. It's really easy. And there's a different method that I want to try, which is you actually do it with the almonds where you soak them overnight and then you strain them. But technically, I have almond butter, so I just use like 2 tablespoons of almond butter and like 2 cups of water, and I sweetened it with like light brown sugar, and it's actually like it was really good.
So it's peanut butter water.
Almond butter. Yeah, because honestly, like, there's a lot of things that, I don't know, I'm in my era to where, like, I just want to do things. You know how you save things? You're like, I want to look into that, or I want to go back and read that.
The likes on Tumblr,
or saved posts, or whatever. And it's like, you know what, like, I need to hold myself accountable. Mm. And almond milk has been something that I've been wanting to make for a long time, and I just, for some reason, lagged. And you know when you do something, kind of like the recycling thing, when you do it, you're like, that wasn't even that bad, bitch. Like, what? The same thing. Like, it was so quick. I've started making my own ginger shots, too.
So you and Angel are both out here making your own shots.
You know he got that from me.
No, I know he did. Because one, those containers that he bought were those shots that you buy. I told him all the time, I was like, why do you copy everything that she does?
You know what? We had this conversation where both you and Angel want to be me.
What?
And you're more the talk and he's more the walk. Mm. You know? And not in like an egoistical way, but I think in a way where our life's all set up, we pick up habits from each other. Mm. And I think there's certain habits that I do where you've mentioned, like, I want to be that girl. Mm. But yeah, I'm not there. And mm-hmm. the same thing with Angel. He's like, I want to be that girl that meal preps every day, but it's not in me. Mm. But then he'll get inspired, I think, because mm-hmm. he has seen for the last 4 years. He's like, all right, this bitch is obviously doing something right because... Yeah. I don't know. She's out here just, I don't know, skin glowing, bitch out here buying this shit. Like, how is she managing this? It's probably meal prep. And yeah. she tries it for himself.
Yeah.
The same with you. Some of the conversations we have, you're like, how is she so unbothered with certain things? Mm. It's probably because she's doing what she's fucking telling me, yeah. right? So we were talking about that. And yes, those are the same shots, but also because... Kind of like you, he's not a believer in certain things that I do that do work. And I think you guys just want me to be wrong, which goes into
what like we're talking about. Like taking ginger shots, they're so nasty.
They are, but also, how's your stomach?
You'll find out about that, you guys. Trust me, you'll find out how it's doing. How are
you doing?
You're right. I mean, yeah, but like, so this, did the juicer come because of him or you?
So he... mentioned that his mom had a juicer that they don't really use.
Okay.
And you know when he got kind of a little sick? Uh-huh. A long, long time ago when he was coming down with something, I'm like, just take the turmeric shot that I have in there. You can have it. Mm. I was like, because I don't want to get sick and you should just start doing a lot of things. So this time that he was going to catch something, he went and bought like 20. Because he didn't want to acknowledge for the longest time that that shot like jolted his system into like...
Yeah.
Bitch, we need to sweat this shit out. Like, uh-huh. we can't get sick. So that's why you saw like 20 in there. Uh-huh. Some of them were mine, but he went and bought like a bunch. Mm. And then he got the juicer. And then I had told him that I made the almond milk or whatever. And I was like, I'm actually going to do shots next because I can actually do them without the juicer. I can do the Ninja. I just have to strain it. Like, mm-hmm. I would have to strain it because of the pulp and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I have the juicer. Like, I think I'm going to get it. And he did. And I was like, oh, that was quick. So we did try them. So I think the next thing I kind of want to do where I'm in my era of like doing things that I want to implement that are going to save me money because you've already been on the receiving end of like I'm budgeting, yeah. which I talked about in my first catch up, being very mindful of things that I'm buying, very mindful of where I can reduce certain things. And it's like, one, the milk, the almond milk at the stores has a lot of random things in there that kind of really fuck your shit up when it's like, how does almond milk have 20 things, and one is like scoliosis, when it's like, isn't it just supposed to be
milk, like almonds and water?
Yeah. yeah. And yeah. if like a date or light sugar or whatever to sweeten it, mm-hmm. vanilla extract. Same thing with oat milk. Mm-hmm. And I think oat milk's next in my list, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm thinking oat milk next.
Because I think oat milk, you just blend it.
You just blend the oats. I think so.
Yeah, I think that, yeah.
And it's the same with these shots. You know, these shots, it's like I buy them at Trader Joe's, Aldi's, and they're like $3. And it's like, I bought the oranges, lemons, and ginger. That must have been like $8 altogether. And I made us like 13 shots.
So where do you find the time to be making all this stuff? Aren't you busy meal prepping and cooking? Like, I just don't. Yeah. How do you keep just adding more stuff to your routine?
Honestly, I do have time.
Eventually, you're going to start churning your own fucking butter, girl.
I might as well, bitch. I do have time because I realize I can maximize my time more. Mm. So one thing that I mentioned was like, you know, not really being that active on social media, kind of like, I really don't care. Who cares if this person's traveling? Not that I giving anyone mal de ojo, you know, or like, being yeah. like, why is that not me? But it's not adding to my life. Mm. And I realize that it's like, why not invest it in things that like are going to be for me?
Yeah.
And a long time ago in this podcast from Debbie Brown, y'all listen to her. She mentioned about being really critical about like her routine. And if it's not going to be for her and it's not going to add to her, then why engage in it? Mm-hmm. And social media is one of those big things.
Oh, okay.
And so we're just watching like a Netflix show for like the third hour. It's like, okay, Leslie, like you're good. Yeah. You already watched Netflix. Like you're, come on. Why not, like, investigate how you want to do this almond butter, because you do want to spend less money. It's a lot cheaper, yada, yada, yada. And then it's like, use social media to do it and figure it out. And it's like, and then once I've done it, it's like, that was actually really easy. Mm. And same thing with the ginger shots. It was like actually really easy to do it. I know the oat milk is probably going to be easy. Bread, I think, is fucking next, bitch.
We need to get bread. Listen, I don't think you understand. Like, if I were to turn into somewhat of an Amish homemaker, bread would be, because I heard it's just flour, water, and maybe yeast. And you put that baby on, and then you get a nice loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Bread is so expensive. And, bitch, I don't need a fucking 12-inch loaf. True. Girl, I like the little ones.
Yeah, that's true. So, I think I'm wanting to maximize more my time. So, I'm taking things out. And I also come from the perspective right now where I have a lot of flexibility in my job.
Yeah.
You know, I work from home half of the week. It does allow me to... We did actually the ginger shots during my lunch. So it's like, I was eating while he was like cutting up, and then we blended everything together.
Oh, so the shots that you have were all made together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I have a lot of flexibility, which is why I'm a big supporter of working from home, remote jobs, because you get to do things that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And so having your work schedule, I probably wouldn't be able to do it. Or maybe I would, but maybe I'd be like really strapped for time. More tedious, and maybe I wouldn't be as excited about it, or I'm not sure, you know. So yeah, I don't know. I'm probably gonna add more things, to be honest, because I'm seeing the benefits of how I feel of being able to do something on my own. And I like it, you know. It really gives me that pump of not dopamine, but it's like that. I'm out here thinking about like
Oxycodone, endorphin.
That's endorphin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh my gosh, I did it. It wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause I sometimes think that there's things that I can't do, but it's in my mind. Yeah. I limit myself. For and sure. It's like, I'm in this era and I'm older, then I'm like, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Have you, off the record, you did mention, we'll tackle this down the year, but mentioned weaning off coffee.
Yes.
Does your coffee, are you also wanting to include maybe grinding your own coffee? Maybe including something like that? Because I also heard that is a very different level to also, because I think ground coffee also might have whatever additives that they need to it. Of course, to stay fresh, right? To travel and stay fresh for years. That I don't know if that would be something you would ever experiment in the future.
Yeah, I think at some point I do want to get there. Because there's this whole process to make the best coffee cup. And the process I use now with my Nespresso is not the best. It's seen as like lazy.
It's a bun.
It's kind of like, okay, you know, whatever. So ideally there's certain things that I would really like to get there and implement like different things.
Yeah, and I think you enjoy the ritual of making the coffee.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like a whole experience. It's not just like, putting it to brew because I'm tired. It's like, you're getting the smell out. You're pouring, you know, you're having the whole experience of making the coffee, not just like, put the pot on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really is kind of like Pavel's, what is that?
Pavel,
You know,
the
psychology thing. But it's very much tied to my morning, because when I'm working from home, it's like this whole thing. I'm like, I went to the gym, you know, I'm happy I made it. Then it's like, okay, we're having our brekkie and then the coffee. And then it's like, all right, that means your day is starting soon. You're going to work from home. What a blessing. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've also been reflecting a lot, because a year ago, I was in a very different position. And this time right now presently is so full of abundance for me that I'm just like, wow, like a year ago, if you would have told me, and I'm one of those people, a year ago you would have told me.
Yeah.
But I reflect on a year ago and kind of barely getting back into the workforce and accepting like a job and coming out of like that really weird kind of like horrible time of my life.
Yeah.
And thinking like, oh gosh, like finally. And you get nervous for starting something new, and then you're thankful, and then you're like, all right, time to like grind again and all these things. But it's turned to be something really cool where I've been able to do so many other things for myself other than just have a job, you know? And so, I don't know, it's really cool. I am now a year later investing in myself more than just like professionally. Yeah. And I don't know. I really reflect on that and I'm seeing that, and I can't express anything other than like gratitude for learning and growing and yeah, kind of being alive to see the benefits of my routine, my rituals, my meditations, my prayers, like things, you know, trying to be nicer. And all these things combined that have gotten me where I am now.
So 1 year ago today, you were not in this mindset.
No, I mean, I was hopeful and I'm hopeful.
She loves that song.
I've been obsessed with this song. I was anxious, but I was also very much trusting of like God's plan and knowing like, you know, that I'm having to learn something from being unemployed and so harshly and just unexpectedly. And so I was coming down from that because I was seeing like, all right, I'm about to be employed. Like, thank the Lord. But I was more in a mindset of like, I have to grind. I have to see what this new job is going to be like. Like, I'm kind of nervous. What is it going to do? You know, also financially, like, all right, like we got to build this up and I got to pay this and all of this. So I was more in a mindset, I think, of like really focused on like paying my dues. You know, I got to start a job, got to learn the system, got to do all these things. But now I'm really comfortable in what I'm doing enough that I've reaped the benefits of trusting the fact that I waited to find a good job that was a good fit for me, because during that time I had declined certain positions and then shot myself in the foot because I then wasn't getting anything back, but kind of trying to trust my gut and intuition. And it turned out that, you know, I found a really good fit for me at this time that's really supportive of me and really allows me to work from home like half of the week.
Yeah, and to think you were kind of close to not taking it.
Yeah.
Because I think when we talked, I think, I don't think we recorded it. I think it was off the record.
No, yeah, it was off the record.
Yeah. And I remember you were deciding between this new opportunity and the one that you had before. And I remember I asked you, I was like, well, what does your gut say? And you're like, well, my gut says to stay with this opportunity. I was like, well, then do what you think you need to do. Mm-hmm. But then you went the complete opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think there's a lot of things that I was taking into account, because as a Virgo moon and as a Virgo rising, I overanalyzed and thought ahead a lot about certain things. And so that's why the other one seemed like that was going to like have to be the best option for me. But I decided to go with this option where, you know, I'm getting a lot of benefits from having a very flexible organization that values our employees and knows that your job can't be your identity. And so working for an organization like that, I think, is really cool, because I think it sets up the standard for what really works for you, which is why I think a lot of people are so like, we do need organizations that are leading on the forefront of like 35-hour work week. Let people fucking work the schedule they want as long as they're doing their work. Let people work from home if that's what they want. Mm-hmm. Don't micromanage people, because the work is going to get done anyways. And a lot of people don't have that, you know. So being able to now have that, you know, is a lot better than what the other position would have been, you know, and even other positions that I could have taken that wouldn't have given me the same flexibility. And maybe my schedule would be totally different, that I probably wouldn't even have making almond milk in my radar.
Yeah, you probably didn't even know it was possible. But
you know, yeah.
Well, so we can just kind of wrap up, like, what was the switch, though, that made you be like, I'm actually going to take this risk? Because it was a risk, right?
Yeah, it was a risk, because I really foresaw myself doing something really different, and that's more of an internally the way that I view the work that I do, which is not to go on the record at all. That's something more that I'm kind of working through. But it was a risk because I wanted to break out from the work that I'm doing now, because I didn't want to be a one trick kind of pony, but also realizing that I'm really good at it, and if it's going to be a good setup and good stepping stone for me to calibrate myself again after the whole unemployment thing, then why not? You know, and so the work that I'm doing now is very rewarding, very fulfilling, but it's more than that, because I have a very supportive supervisor And I have a very supportive organization. So while I wanted to break out of the work that I'm doing, I also had to lean into it because it's what I've done well and know what to do. And it has expanded outside of just, you know, my responsibilities and who I am and the role that I'm in, right? It's like all this flexibility, all this support, all this, mm-hmm. this. I'm also learning kind of just a different sector, which is always cool. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, you know, it was like I went with what would be a risk in terms of what I thought I wouldn't grow professionally, but what would be a good way for me to just establish myself again, to catch my breath. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the benefits outside of that, mm-hmm. you know, basically myself, mm-hmm. improving on things that I want for myself, investing in things that I want for myself. That when you really have like flexibility, like you are more happy at work.
Oh, for sure.
It's really crazy. And I've known this. I mean, I support companies, which lucky enough, I have a company now that does that, that support their employees, you know, and this 35-hour work week really is the move, and more companies need to get with it because, you know, employees are dying. Employees are quitting. Employees are unhappy. Employees are burnt out and all these things. So for me to be on the receiving end where I'm really benefiting from all the benefits, excuse me, from a company that sees this vision of supporting their employees outside of just the work is really cool.
So how do you reconcile your gut feeling with maybe your brain, I guess, right? Was that kind of the issue, the brain and the gut, or the heart and the gut?
I think it was like the heart and the brain, and then it was like the gut in there a little bit. So three big body parts.
The three bitches.
I honestly will never know what the other option could have been because I was really pursuing it for specific benefits that I was hoping to obtain that I'm not going to know. I know that I would have reaped them, but they're not the same benefits that I have now. Mm-hmm. They're very totally different, and I had to be okay with that. I made a conscious choice when I chose this position that I was not going to be able to tap into those benefits because this agency didn't have them, but I've been able to get the benefits of peace of mind, my mental health, my well-being, where it's like, okay, you know, sometimes the more money is not going to be it, or getting that extra what have you bonus is just not going to be it because it's going to be very temporary. It's not going to be long term. So choosing for me, I guess, long term gratification instead of instant is the best way that I can frame it. And like I said, I won't know. I mean, it was a huge company. Who knows what would have happened in the future? Maybe I'll find myself in that company again. Who knows? It's all over. They're all over California and other states. But yeah, I don't know. You just have to be happy with the choice, I think, that you go for and be confident with it. And I do know that I probably wouldn't have had the same support. Yeah.
Do you regret not staying at that job? Obviously, you don't. Mm-hmm. Do you think you would have regretted not taking this one? Do you think there would have been any regret in any decision?
I think so. Yeah. Because I genuinely feel really supported. I am learning a lot. I get a lot of fulfillment for the type of work that I do that really it humanizes me even more. And I have just continued layers in me that are unfolding of just being really humble and just really seeing things through different perspectives because of the nature of my work where I'm like, gosh, like, yeah, capitalism sucks. You know, it's like, and where's my role? And I think it pushes me even more for achieving greater professional success because I'm more established in the fact that it's like, yeah, I need this knowledge and I need that one because the way that I want to help and the way that I want to expand professionally, this is required. Yeah. Like, I need to be at this level. I need to be able to see things for what they are now before I reach a point in my career where it's more administrative, executive, more different. And I honestly think kind of like where, you know how they tell like bosses at restaurants, like you should be a server first. to really know what it's like to, like, yeah. when you're asking someone, like, yeah. can you walk a little fast?
Yeah.
Bitch, this is the biggest train. Like, what are you talking
about? Yeah.
You know what I mean? You should know every single position. And I honestly think that that's kind of what I'm doing. Is, like, I'm learning on the ground, like, a lot of things. I'm seeing a lot of systems, da-da-da-da. And for y'all, I work in social services. So this, when I say nature of the work, it's, like, I'm very much doing a lot of...
Life changes. She's changing people's lives.
I'm changing people's lives. I'm doing a lot of work where...
Humanitarian
work that has never paid that much. But when they talk about, like, what is your purpose and did you live a good life and did you treat people good and
yeah.
did you help? If I was to die tomorrow, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah.
There's something definitely rewarding about helping people and not in an ego way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you know what it's like to need help.
Absolutely.
And it's good that we're able, because I also work in social, I'm also a hero. Heroes wear capes.
I'm also on the front
line. I'm on the front. I actually, boss is patrolling, just kidding. She coordinates with me, ho, all right? Let me tell you that right now. But yeah, there's just something so rewarding about helping people and like it's easy. I mean, it's really just being compassionate. It's not even being the smartest, being the fastest, being the prettiest. It's really just listening
mm-hmm.
and just giving them a second to just figure out that it's going to be okay. And it's not even you having to be, oh no, everything's going to be fine. It's okay. It's really just you being there.
Yeah.
People are like, thank you so much for that. And you're like, I was just listening. I don't know what, bitch, I'm over here taking notes because I didn't even fix these things, girl.
Yeah, in my case, it's I am the prettiest, I am the smartest, I am the fastest.
Here we go. Let me just say, aspiration.
No, absolutely.
You're not the fastest, bro. I'll tell you that. You're not the fastest.
I absolutely agree. And to kind of, you know, seal it, I'll share that with, I had someone that I'm working with that met with me this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we met serendipitously because they were in the office and I was like, oh, you know, kind of meet with you or whatever. And went out of their way to give me something. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. You know, and I hugged them and I was like, yeah. And they're essentially like, thank you for always helping me. And thank you for, just, well, yeah, you helped me out so much.
Mm-hmm.
I go back and basically they had made me these chicken quesadillas. And I was shooketh because one, you already know, you're always supposed to say no to things. Yeah. You can't accept anything, at least company policy for the most yeah. part. But I really am not of that philosophy. I honestly think that if someone with limited resources, with their means, finds a way to go out of their way to present you a gesture or something, I'm absolutely not going to say no. And I was been thinking about that because this is someone that I know their story and literally breaks my heart, but went out of their way to do this. And just as like a thank you of like, I hope you like this. And I was like, thank you so much. And I was like, you know, these corporate CEOs, they're not feeling the same thing I'm feeling now where this individual was, yeah, like woke up and was like, let me make this, you know, and super simple. They were good. I ate them. My roommate was like, are you sure you want to eat those? I was like, I'm absolutely not going to throw something away when they already have limited resources and what? So what? Fine. I'll die from someone now. Who the fuck cares? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I
also, those are the quesadillas.
Yeah.
I saw them. Yeah.
And so I was like,
gosh. I was not offered them, but okay.
I don't know. I'm just really inspired with moments like that. And, you know, the work that I do is not only really rewarding, but it pushes me to be like a better me. It humbles me every single day with every experience that I have. And it pushes me to really professionally grow more and more for the people that I help. Because if not for me, then I'm going to do it for them. And I'm going to do it for my family and for people that are just really vulnerable and need help. And I don't know, I experience things that I know support me in my decision to continue growing and learning. And that's my story about my little client.
That's a good note to end on.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.